ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting episode of Thriller Coin Talk. Today is May 22nd, 2018. It's been a crazy day in crypto. It hasn't been looking so well, but usually Tuesdays are like that, right? For the most part, we kind of see that happening week by week. Some interesting news came out today, and Samson Mao, who is a part of the Magical Crypto Show. It's actually a really good podcast YouTube show. I enjoy it. He's going head-to-head with CNBC today. Pretty interesting. He actually calls out some of the people at CNBC. This is what he says in a tweet. He says, "Collecting some gems for SEC enforcement and SEC news to take a closer look at CNBC Fast Money and CNBC pumping and dumping altcoins on their viewers. Enough is enough. If you have more tweets, post below and I'll add them to the moment." The tweet goes on for a really long time. There's definitely a lot of different posts inside of that tweet where it shows CNBC, you know, starting a pump or purchasing coins, quote unquote, and then starting the pump in the news story and then seeing it rise and then selling and then showing, you know, where they're telling people to sell at. I do think what they do, and we've said it on the podcast before, I do think what they do is a sort of pump and dump. Maybe not so much the dumping because we don't have proof of that, but definitely a pump because we've seen it happen multiple times, you know, where they'll be talking about a crypto and they're on mainstream news. Like they're on the mainstream news. Everybody's listening to them. A lot of people don't know anything about crypto, so they're listening to these idiots talk about it. And it's one of those things where I'm glad he's calling him out, but at the same time, it just looks bad for crypto in general. So I don't know, man. I wish people would have a little bit more sense of what's going on with everything and just kind of all understand the same thing. I know that's never going to happen. That's why we had our show yesterday where I was explaining why some of these investors in Wall Street were having trouble adjusting to the crypto markets just because they don't understand it. And let me play a video from this guy who's talking about Bitcoin Cash and saying that it's going to pump, and you can just hear what he's talking about.
All right, so let's do it. First of all, let's take our skeptic's hat off. We're not making a call necessarily on which one is which, but what are the catalysts out there, okay? So number one, what happened over the last couple days? Miners of Bitcoin Cash got together and proposed a development fund. What does that mean? They're going to take some of the rewards that they get from mining and put it into the fund to build stuff on top of Bitcoin Cash. Why is that important? Because that's how blockchains gain value. Think about it as an app store where things are being built in it. The bigger the app store, the better the app store. So that potentially could give value to Bitcoin Cash. Now, Bitcoin Cash isn't the only one with this, and this is a tactic used by many cryptocurrencies to foster development on the chain. So, could give it more use cases, okay? That means, what does that mean? It means people are gonna be coming in there building stuff on it. You're gonna get more use cases to the extent that usefulness, it translates into value, that could be a positive for Bitcoin Cash. The other part of this, it highlights the centralization of the miners, which in the cryptocurrency world isn't always a good thing. You might think of the miners like a cartel type of organization where there's a few of them getting together. Now, in this case, it appears to be a benevolent cartel, but that can be a negative in the cryptocurrency world. Well, let's take a look at the market, because ultimately for BK, that's really all that matters. The market's the final arbitrator. So let's take a look at this. All right, we have had that big spike. Those of you who are up at 3 o'clock in the morning and saw that big $3,000 price and sold it there, good for you. That wasn't BK. Now we are here. We've had this big, big downtrend. And look at this little uptrend we've got going here. We've held what was support. It's still support. So now we have a catalyst and a good looking chart. For me, that's a place that I want to buy.
Yeah, you can just hear how much of an idiot he sounds like. What do you say? Like, not every crypto, not everybody does this with the app store or whatever. Like, what is he talking about? Like, what is he talking about? Dash does that. They take some from their miners and they actually build out projects and they donate money and they do all sorts of things. They even got a partnership with FanDuel. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is not something new what Bitcoin Cash is doing. He's just looking for reasons to pump it. You know what I mean? Like he's reaching there and there's nothing there. The problem is, if we look at the coin market cap right now, Bitcoin Cash is nowhere near a pump. It's not going to happen. There's nothing else going on for this crypto right now. It's just not going to happen. Now, if it was going to happen, it would have happened before the upgrade that they just had, the fork or whatever they're calling it. Like, it would have happened before that. Like, when we did the episode last week on Roger Ver, like, that would have been a good time to purchase them. But right now, you're late. Like, what are you doing? No, you don't buy it. You don't buy it at this price. You should have bought it when I was telling you to buy it back at $800. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, they don't understand how this works. They don't understand how this works. And I don't know, man. These are the same reasons why I talk about these things every day, just to get the, because there's regular people out there that don't understand this stuff. And they're listening to people that are on CNBC and they really do not understand this stuff. These people that are on the mainstream news, they're not using any of this stuff. They're not making trades on Bittrex. They're not trying to find the latest app and trying to understand why Abra is doing so well. Like, they're not practitioners in this space. They just look at charts, and this is why they get stuff wrong. This is why when I told you buy Ethereum at $400, that's a no-brainer buy. Same thing with Bitcoin Cash, $700, $800, that's when you want to buy it. You don't want to buy it when it's this high. I would never tell you to buy Bitcoin Cash at 1145. No, wait it out. Wait it out. Because during June and July, the dry months, it's going to go down. It's not going to go down considerably, but it will go down. And then once we get into October, November, December, everything will run up, September, all that stuff. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, this is just common sense. If you've been in this space for a long time, a lot of people are upset with what he's doing. You know, I get it. I totally get it. I'm on your side. I get it. I understand why Samsung, you know, called him out on that. I just hate that it just drives more negative light to the space. That's all. I hate it because it makes everybody look bad. Do you know what I mean? It makes us look money hungry. And that's one thing about this space right now that I'm just trying to avoid. Very much so. That's why we talk about, you know, Hyperledger yesterday. That's why we talk about these blockchain projects. You know, that's why we interview these guests, not for them to talk about their ICO, but for them to talk about the actual project and what they're actually working on. I'm more interested in the technology. Don't get me wrong. It's nice to have these gains. And I love coins, and I'm obsessed with them just as much as anybody else. But for me, long-term blockchain technology is where this is at. This is what I'm most interested in, honestly. But, you know, we have a show called Thriller Coin Talk, and I do these shows because this is what everybody wants. This is, you know, it's not a coincidence our most listened shows are Thriller Coin Talks. Like, if I was doing just Thriller Coin Talk every day, people would love it, you know? But I try to mix in the education part because I think that's more important to learn about than the actual coins, you know, watching it every day and studying it and all that stuff. And I'm sure I have a good idea of where it's going to go and stuff like that. And I'm sure you guys use it to your advantage, and I'm sure that's great and everything, but you honestly need to go out there and do your own research. You honestly need to go out there and listen to other people, and you honestly need to come up with your own decisions by talking to your own financial advisor and all that kind of stuff. Right? So you never want to listen to one person, and that's the same thing for anybody in this space. But and there is no mistake that right now people are coin crazy and people want to talk about coin, and they just want to know about the coin and why it's going to go up. They don't want to know why something like Cardano is going to, you know, possibly change the entire world this time next year. They don't want to know why their consensus protocol is going to be groundbreaking and why it's going to change the world, right? That's what I'm trying to say. I want y'all to learn this stuff as well. Just because I feel like it's gonna help you become a better investor as well too. Like, this is the only reason I know so much of where this stuff is going, is because I look at these projects at them on a technological level and understand what kind of team they're building out and where they see it going. And just understanding where that is going is just enough to understand where to invest in. But all I can do is digress. With that, let's get into coin talk. Oh yeah.
It is time. Everything you have been waiting for. Coin Talk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, before we get into coin talk, I must mention our newsletter. That's right. We got to get more people involved in the Thriller Army newsletter. That's right. We're giving out free crypto this next month here in June 1st. We're going to do our first newsletter. It's going to have all types of goodies. And I think there's going to be five people there. They're going to win some nice coin, 50 to 100 coins. That's right. Because you guys are coin crazy. I know what type of people I have inside of the Thriller Army. A bunch of crazy coin collectors. That's right. So we're going to give out, 500 coins to five different people. And it's going to be cool just for being a part of the Thriller Army newsletter. That's it. No strings attached, nothing. Link is in the show notes. Subscribe today. Next up, we got to promote our little thing that we're calling iTunes reviews. So I know it seemed kind of crazy. People were like, hey, why are you giving away free Stellar coin? Well, it's to incentivize people to leave an iTunes review. It'd be funny if a Stellar moons to a dollar tomorrow and then I have to give out $5 every day to iTunes reviews. But so be it. But if you leave an iTunes review, take a screenshot, put it inside our Discord, and give me your XLM address, and I'll send you some XLM. That's simple. Just for leaving an iTunes review, just for leaving a 5-star review, that's it. Not bad, right? I know. It's the easiest coins I'd ever make. I would do it if I was y'all. Okay, next up, we got a Blockchain Expo. We're going to Amsterdam. That's right. We are going to Amsterdam here in June. It's coming up. If you guys want to join us, head over to blockchainexpo.com/Europe. And it's going to be happening in Amsterdam. I think the tickets aren't that expensive at all. Click on it and we'll see you there. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it. And if we get enough people going there, we can have a meetup and party in Amsterdam. That'll be cool. Next up, I want to mention the Blockchain Decentralized Tech Super Summit is happening in Dallas. So if anybody's going to be in Dallas around November, go check out blockchainsupersummit.net and you can save 10% off super and early bird specials just by using the discount code inside the show notes. Both are links inside the show notes. Make sure to check them out. I think they're going to be exciting. And that's why I like going to these type of things, just because they're going to be talking about blockchain projects. You're going to find out about the interesting technology in the space. And if you're somebody like me who's involved in the tech sector, with your daily life, it's beneficial because of all the people that you'll meet there and just the connections that you're going to make. And then not only that, you're going to learn, quite a lot of stuff just about where this space is going. And it's going to be fun on top of it. And plus they give you free food and free drinks. And then everybody is always in a good mood with this stuff and everybody ends up talking about all their favorite projects and stuff like that. So it could be cool. You'll make friends. I promise you. Every expo I've ever been to, I've made friends at. It just naturally happens. And I think that's it. That's all we got before our big disclaimer, because we're not like CNBC. Not at all. We put a disclaimer right before we talk about something as significant as coin, because we take ourselves very seriously. Yes, I'm talking to you, SEC. Thriller Carr takes himself very seriously, and he is not a pumper and dumper. He actually shoots out a disclaimer right before talking about anything, because that's how we roll on Thriller Podcast. That's how we roll on Thriller Coin Talk. That's how we roll all the time. We are SEC compliant. Oh my God. It's so funny. It's so funny because, man, I remember this time last year, we weren't even talking about the SEC. Remember those days? Remember those days where we'd have to talk about regulations? It was just cool just to talk about coins, man. Talk about coins all the time, not worrying about anything. Yeah, it's kind of caused a gray area over the whole space this year. People are wondering, why is it so down this year? Well, why is crypto down? Well, that's what happens when you invite regulators into the space. It just naturally happens. And I think people are looking for an overall, thing on it. And it's not just happening in America. It's happening all over the world. Russia, China. It's happening all over the world. People all over the world are, coming after crypto. And they're trying to do their best to regulate the crap out of it because they know they can't control it any other way. So they're going to try every way necessary to regulate the crap out of it. But like I said, I'm not worried, because even if they did try to regulate it and ban it or whatever they're going to try to do to stop it, there's nothing they can do. It's already an open can of worms. There's no putting those worms back. It's just going to keep pumping out. With that, let's jump into our disclaimer. Yay.
Remember, Thriller Podcast does not give financial advice. He cannot tell the future, even if he thinks he can. He is just some dude, trying to save the world one Satoshi at a time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got some interesting coin to talk about. That's right, Bitcoin is down. Bitcoin is at $8,030. People are scared. People are so scared. It's so funny. I hope it keeps going down. I want to get me some 7,500 Bitcoin. I don't think it is, honestly. I don't think it's going to get back down to 7,500. I'd be shocked, honestly. This time tomorrow, we're looking at $7,500 Bitcoin. I'm buying a nice little size load of Bitcoin and holding. We got Ethereum at 647. Yeah, once Ethereum dips under 600, that's an automatic buy for me. Just personally, that's just how I look at it. Got Ripple at 64 cents. See, Ripple right now, it's surprising to me how low this is and that no one's harping on it. I already made my trades at 67 cents. I made my buys at 68 cents. I'm good, man. I'm good on Ripple. I'm good on Ripple. I don't need to buy any more at this point. Now, 64 cents is enticing. It gets to 50 cents. I'm definitely going to buy some more. Bitcoin Cash at 1144. That is a do not buy. A do not buy right there. You don't want to buy it that high, honestly. If you want to, now, don't get me wrong. If you're one of those people that doesn't care where the price is at and you want to buy a little bit every day, then yeah, of course, that's a good buy of any buy. But, you know, you want to be waiting for it to at least get under $900, I would say, at least. Got EOS at $12.36. This one is just a steady rocket waiting to launch. I'm not even joking. I know people are going to be like, Carr, it's $12.36. It's not going up. Yes, it is. You mark my words. You mark my words. It is going to go up. It's going to shoot up, man. People are just not seeing the space the way they should be seeing it. I have these matrix eyes, I guess. I see all the code. I don't know. I'm telling you, this is a rocket ready to blast off, EOS, right now at $12. I'm telling you. Maybe it'll go a little lower before then, but it's going to blast off. We got Litecoin at $128. We got Cardano at 22 cents. Got Stellar at 30 cents. Ooh, Stellar at 30 cents. I like it. I like it a lot. We got Tron at 7 cents. Even Tron's taking a hit today. Not that much of a hit. It's like less than a fifth of a cent. Got IOTA at $1.64. Got NEO at $57. Got Dash at $3.60. Got Monero at $1.75. Oh my God, Monero. Got NEM at 28 cents. We got VeChain at $3.97. Wow, that took a major hit today. Ethereum Classic at $16. Man, I'm still holding mine. I'm not planning on selling anything. Not yet. We got Bitcoin at 0.7 cents. We got Qtum at $15.15. Qtum is one that I really want to do a show on. Maybe next week. Maybe next week. If it gets voted in, we'll do it. Got Zcash at 3.15. Yeah, people are wondering, like, what happened to Zcash? Well, it got on Gemini. It got on Gemini, and then poof, that's it. It went down. But everybody knew that was coming, right? Because as soon as they announced it, that it was going to show up on there, it spiked. And everybody got, who people who bought in at 367, they're thinking that it was going to go even higher once it got on Gemini. Nope, that's not how crypto works. That's not how crypto works. You sell on the, you buy on the announcement. You sell as soon as you can. As soon as you think it can't get any higher, you sell. And yeah, Icon, we got $3.08. Got OhMysco at $11.51. We got Lisk at $9.83. Got Bitcoin Gold at $50.56. We got Ontology at $6.93. Got Verge at 4 cents. So Verge is fighting so much FUD right now. It's sad. It's really sad. It's down to 700 million market cap. There's a lot of people fighting off. There's so much FUD being thrown at Verge. But honestly, Verge is used to it. Like, Verge can withstand a lot of FUD. It's always been able to withstand a lot of FUD. So it's one of those where the Virginians or whatever they're called, they're gonna hold their Verge. Because you got Verge loyalists over there. They're not gonna sell. They wouldn't even sell under a penny if it got that low. But yeah, they're taking a lot of FUD right now. We'll see what happens. you know, we know Verge is one of those that can pump very fast and it can make a lot of people money just on whatever it it speculates on. People are becoming wiser on it, but they know that they do deliver. So we'll see what happens. We got it's interesting. I love Verge just because it's a fucking roller coaster. You really don't know what's going to happen week to week. I love it. I love the ride. I love the Thriller ride. We got Nano at $4.88. We got Bitum at 64 cents. Siacoin still at a penny. We got Stratus at $5.79. Wow, Stratus is like the only coin right now in the top 50 in the green. Got Wanchain at $5. Interesting. Bitcoin Diamond at $3.46. We got Waves at $5.22. We got Dogecoin going below the 0.4 cents and diving down to 0.3 cents. That's not good for the crypto market. Usually when you see Doge pretty low, that means the crypto market in general is just not doing good. There's not money to be spent. We got Golem at 50 cents. We got Digibyte at 3 cents. Walton Chain at $11. We got BAT at 30 cents. Man, BAT at 30 cents is a good buy. Not lying, that's a good buy at 30 cents. This is when I would definitely get some. Dang, really want to buy some BAT. Yeah, I really do. 30 cents, I'm going to be kicking myself. I better get some. I need to get some BAT. We got some Loom Network at 44 cents. Just because BAT is one of those where it's kind of a... I'm betting on the technology. I'm betting on the people that are behind the browser. And I'm betting on that partnership with the Dow Jones. Honestly, and when we had Ken come on here on the show and we were talking about BAT, he was so bullish on BAT, and his the way he talked about it, I was just like sold. I was like, man, he must have really studied the crap out of BAT, and it's from what I can tell, Ken's not wrong. So, you know, it's one of those where I'm like, okay, my friend's saying to buy it. I'm already looking at it and it's looking like a good buy. And at 30 cents is a hell of a good buy right there. It's down 10% today. That's a good buy at 30 cents. Anyways, got Polymath at 82 cents. Got Bancor at $4.25. Got Skycoin at $23. So it actually went down $2. I got Fusion at $6.99. Got Redcoin at 0.7 cents. We got Funfair, 4 cents. Got MadeSafe Coin at 41 cents. Damn, MadeSafe Coin is up 10%. Interesting. Substratum at 45 cents, Factum at $19, and our 100th coin is Gifto at 28 cents. Oh, we got Kincoin at 0.2 cents. Oh man, Kincoin, what a crappy coin. No, it's just one of those where it's like, it's going to take years, if that. Now they're making their own coin with the whole Stellar Fork. That's just another thing that I don't agree on, but it's a good thing why I didn't put that much money into it. Yeah, because that one I'm going to lose on. We got a total market cap for today of $358 billion. So a lot of people have been wondering, hey, Carr, where's that half trillion you're banking on in May? You know, I'm still bullish on it. I'm not lying. You guys, a lot of y'all will be like, man, Carr, you do not know when to give up. No, I'm serious. Now, these are the reasons why. So we're at 358. We were just at 378. Pre-consensus, we're at 415, 425. And then all the regulation and all the bull crap that came on during that week just dove the price down. Major bummer, right? Anyways, really bad consensus. Doesn't matter. I still think that if we have Tron going to launch their mainnet this weekend, we also have EOS also happening by the end, by Memorial Day weekend, pretty much. And then for the rest of the world by this weekend, that in itself should get a significant rise in the whole market cap in general. I think we can get to 415. And then from there, it's just going to be a matter of a Bitcoin rally. If we can get to $500 billion by the end of next week, we will see. We will see. I know we're seeing really nice lows right now, and I call them nice because these are nice times to buy some crypto that you want to, you know, spend later on, right? So these are really good times to buy some. Like right now, we were just calling off like Ripple. That's a good buy right now because it's so inexpensive. We got some ETC. That's a good buy right now because it's so inexpensive. What else did I say? A BAT was another one that we looked at where I was just like, oh my God, that's so low for the type of quality of a coin that it is. There's so many different projects on here where I'm looking at, I'm just like, that's a good buy. But at the same time, want you to realize that it's going to take some time. You know, this is not going to happen overnight. I think a lot of people are, you know, probably getting impatient with the way the market has been this year. And that's understandable. But you do need to realize that, you know, this is crypto and every year can be different. For the most part, it really hasn't been the past 2 or 3 years. It's been roughly the same for the most part. But, you know, there could be that year where, like 2016, where you just get thrown off course in some way and you're just like, you know, it turns into something completely different. It could become that. And before we know it, we're in October and nothing has changed. But at the same time, I don't foresee that happening. I think we're still going to see a nice little run up here at the end of May. I think we're going to see a very nice high in June, a very nice high in June. And I think somewhere around the mid-June to early July, we're going to see a dip probably on the same par of this right now, what we're seeing at 358 total market cap. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't worry. Be happy. Everything will be fine. If you're looking at your block folio every day, probably not look at it. Just pay attention to, you know, the coin market cap. Listen to the podcast. Listen to all your favorite YouTubers. Listen to all that stuff. This is where it's fun to talk about the blockchain projects. People don't realize this stuff. This is why a lot of people in this space lose content or they give up on their shows, you know, when crypto's down, the coin market cap's down, because they have nothing to talk about. But on Thriller Podcast, we have stuff to talk about every day. Like tomorrow, we're talking about coin market cap. Don't forget that. That's going to be a good show. I think you're going to like it. With that, let's get on to the end of the show. Yeah. You know, funny story happened today. I was on Twitter. I saw this whole Twitter beef rival thing going on. First thing I thought was like, let's jump in. Let's do this. And then I realized, but for why? There's no point in this infighting that we keep having with each other when it comes to like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or Verge or Monero or the different subreddits that battle with each other. We all need to realize that we're in this together. We want to succeed together. So go out there and buy Bitcoin and save the entire fucking world.
This is the end of the show.